Well, there's a lot of people pushing back on this not just this particular executive order, but just this whole idea that the President of the United States has powers that even King George III didn't claim. One of them is Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Good to have you with us. In your column a couple of days ago, you say, unless Congress immediately impeaches Bush and Cheney, a year from now, the U.S. could be a dictatorial police state at war with Iran. Those are very, very strong words, sir, coming from a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration.
Well, I don't actually think they're very strong. I get a lot of flack that they're understated and the situation is worse than I say. Consider, for example, the executive order you were reading from before we started talking. When Bush exercises this authority, which I don't believe he has, there's no check to it. It doesn't have to be ratified by Congress. The people who bear the brunt of these dictatorial police state actions have no recourse to the judiciary. So it really is a form of just total one-man absolute rule. Now, most Americans will say, well, I don't have anything to fear. I'm not doing anything wrong. If that's the case, Tom, why did the founders write the Constitution of the United States? Did they write it only for people who were doing things wrong and had things to fear? So the American people don't really understand the danger that they face.